The epistle is from the Revelation to John, chapter 21. Then came one of the seven angels, who had seven bowls full of the seven last plagues, and spoke to me, saying, excuse me, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain, and showed me the holy city Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the Lord of God, its radiance like a most rare jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and on the gates the name of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel were inscribed. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And the 12 gates were, 12 pearls, each of the gates made of a single pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, transparent as glass. And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city had no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. But its light will the nations walk, and the king of the earth will bring their glory into it. And its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. They will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and may we be guided this day and always by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yeah, some of you are a little bit dressed up. When's the last time you got dressed up? Funeral. Wedding.
Baptism.
What's that?
Baptism.
You guys are pretty dressed up on Easter Sunday. That was good. We had some Easter hats, and the men actually had ties on. How strange. It was good. Weddings, graduations. Now's the time for that season. Mother's Day. You want to look good for Ma, right? All those good things. Well, in Revelation 21, the holy city is coming down out of the heavens, out of heaven from God as a bride. Wedding. Beautifully dressed for her husband. Yesterday was a wedding for Dave Neely and Judy Neely's son, Mark. And they had a good day, and Mark married Kara. And I'm sure that she was wearing blue jeans and cut off things and holes in her elbows and all that. Right? I doubt it. I doubt it. She was coming down the aisle beautifully dressed for her husband. A beautiful day and a beautiful thing. Sometimes, though, before we're dressed up, there is a time of dirtiness. The kids were talking about it and answered you well, Peggy. All the different things that are taking place that are times of tribulation. Sickness and sin and temptations and pain. Injury. What else did they say? Homelessness. Yeah, no food. No place to be. No friends. All those troublesome things. There sometimes is a time of dirtiness, of trouble, of storms. Jesus says, though, in this world you will have these things. It doesn't say you may have these things, does it? you will have tribulation. And then this, take heart. I have overcome the world. I, Jesus, am with you to be the shepherd lamb. And I'll talk about that. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. We is me, and Ron, raise your hand, and Mark, raise your hand, and Bill, raise your hand. These guys, that's we. We went down yesterday, well, we went down on Friday, and then we stayed overnight and stayed yesterday, too. And this is not about us. This is about the situation. In Jacksonville, another place where hurricanes have taken place, and a lot of times it's not so much the hurricane. The hurricane was not so bad. I mean, it can be very devastating on the coast. But what happens is all the waterways get filled up, and that's what happened in Jacksonville as well. That's what's happened in Lumberton kind of over and over. And so we four went to Jacksonville the last couple days to help, because a storm had taken place and the waters rose. What was it, 6'2"? We measured, we have a measurement over, at eye level for Courtney. 6'2", can you believe? The deck was about right here. The home starts here. And so it was that much into the home. 3 feet into the home. Storms will come. In this life, you will have trouble. In this life, you will have trouble. Oh, we were taking down a mobile home. Storms will come. And as one of the kids said, that'll make the power go out. And it does. And that's why we need some restoration to get the power renewed. Not only the lights back on and the pumps going and everything going once again, the air conditioners and heaters and all the systems of the house, but we also need our own system to be renewed, to be powered up by the Lord. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world. And so, storms will happen. They do take place. And there's more than storms. In our passage today, we see that the troubles were there beforehand, and it took away all the goodness. One of the seven angels had talked about seven plagues. Troubles come. And we need new power from the Lord. But the good thing is that the Lord remains, doesn't he? Take heart. I'm with you. I will stay with you. And I have overcome the world. And so we see in this passage of Revelation 21 that there is a bit of heavenly glory that John is talking about in this passage. I see a new city, a new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven like the bride, beautifully dressed. Hear a loud voice saying that now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. God will be with his people. And so we start to see, beyond the storms of life, beyond the 6'2" of water, 3 foot of it being in your home, that there is glory beyond the trouble. There is power when the power gets knocked out. There is help when you are helpless. There is rescue when you need it. And that all comes through that one, Jesus, the Lamb. What a beautiful thing. We saw that the power was out. We saw that the markings on the walls were darkened with mold. We saw that trouble had come. In fact, we met one lady across the street and her house was flooded. And then a couple months later, her husband had passed. A couple months later, she finds out she has cancer. Troubles will come. But take heart. I've overcome the world. So, that brings the beauty of heavenly glory that John's talking about, a little bit of it that comes on this earth. There can be hope on this earth. Does anybody believe that? There can be hope. There is hope on this earth now. There is hope for heaven to come. There is hope, heavenly glory, now. And that is through the hope that we have through Jesus. This lady, Robin, is her name. And she said, yeah, the storm came and that kind of started it. It, as it were, opened the floodgates. Then her husband passed. She said she didn't have really enough time to grieve him before she got the next diagnosis of the trouble of cancer. Thing after thing after thing can happen in each of our lives, can't they? Those trials and tribulations that stem from sin sickness will come to us. This world is now a broken place. But she still had hope. She knew of heavenly glory. And she saw it with people coming to work. People coming to help out, to muck out homes, to revamp each of the houses, to move stuff, heavy lifting, mauling the roof on a 100-degree day, to knock down a house, to bring a new home to place into that beautiful territory. 1,000-year floods can happen to each of us, can't they? And they do. And this lady had 3,000-year floods in her life, one after the other. And yet she still knew that there was more. She was still renewed by the hope of the heavenly glory as she knew that Jesus was there amongst these people who were coming to help. Now, each of us are sinful people who go to volunteer and do things. But we can represent God. We can represent Jesus as we go forth doing things for the Lord, serving and helping. And some of you provide money, and some of you provide cakes, and some of you provide tools, and whatever it is. Each of us has our thing. And I don't want to take you away from your thing, because God gave you your thing. Your thing is important. And it's all as we piece this together that we start to show Jesus to the world. We start to show that there is heavenly glory. Let me tell you some of the passage here. It talked about, and you guys know these measurements, of course. The angel that was talking to John had a measurement rod of gold to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. The city was laid out like a square. Okay, you can picture that, right? As long as it was wide. And he measured the city with the rod, the golden rod, and found it to be 12,000 stadia. You know that measurement, right? 1,400 miles! 1,400 miles. That is what? Halfway across the country? 1,400 miles in length. And as wide and high as it is long. That's good, right? You can fit a lot of people there. And he measured its wall. It was 144 cubits thick. That's 200 feet thick. That's a thick wall. By man's measurement, which the angel was using, the wall was made of jasper, the city of pure gold, as pure as glass. The foundations of the city walls were decorated with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire. So we've got these oranges and blues. We've got chalcedony. We've got emerald. We've got these dark greens and sardonyx. We've got blues coming in and teals and carnelian. Everyone knows that color. And we've got chrysolite, and we've got beryl, which is kind of a bright blue-green color, a topaz, chrysoprase, jacinth, and amethyst. Amethyst, I know, that's light purple, right? Well, there's all these beautiful colors of the rainbow that we can't even describe, and almost like some of the ones are like the eye of the tiger, that what is that called that some people... Is that right? You know what I'm talking about. Tiger's eye. There you go. I put it in Rocky terms. Eye of the tiger. Tiger's eye. And all these beautiful gems. Jasper, jacinth, amethyst. All the things that you should buy at Zales. Or K. Because every kiss begins with K. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. And hear this. Each gate, and we don't know, if the city is 1,400 miles big, how big is the gate? And each gate is made of a single pearl. Well, if one of us goes through a gate, well, that's a 6-foot pearl, right? Or something. Think of our doorway. Those are big pearls, aren't they? I always thought the little, you know, little necklace kind of pearls. Each of the gates had a single pearl. Well, those are big pearls. And the great city was of gold, like transparent glass. And the city did not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives its light, and the Lamb its lamp. The city of gold, which is bright already, is even more gleaming bright because of Jesus shining his glory. John's saying this is beautiful. And this is only a glimpse. We can't even figure this out in our minds, right? I think that's why God doesn't quite tell us what heaven's about fully, because we just don't understand. We can't figure it out. It's too much. It's beyond all understanding, as we say. All right, and it's lit up by the splendor of God. And nothing bad is there. Which makes us think, oh gee. Or does it? Or does it? Because we do have glory from the Lord. We are sinful, we're broken, we have trouble and tribulation in this world, but take heart, I have overcome the world. I have overcome your flood, your death of your husband, your cancer. And I give you glory. Jasper and chrysoprase, and I don't even know how to say all these things. Topaz and jacinth and emeralds and chalcedonies and big old pearls, and the whole city is gold, but that's not even nothing. I know, that wasn't great English. That ain't nothing, because you have the Lamb, Jesus Christ, lighting up the place with his glory, which is a glory over any power of death. It's a glory over any power of sin in our lives. It is a glory over that devil. The devil's strong. The Lord is greater. And that's part of his glory. Parting words for you today. Be a Jesus gem. Pick a stone. Pick whatever color you like. I don't even know these colors. An emerald or a chalcedony or a jasper or a sapphire or a sardonyx or a carnelian or a chrysolite or a beryl or a topaz or a chrysoprase or a jacinth or an amethyst. Pick one of those stones and be a Jesus gem, showing a little bit of that glory that you have been given, because other people need to hear. Other people need to see. Other people need to know the Lord and get that glory that comes from him. So we're thankful to be a Jesus gem, because he has blessed us and saved us and forgiven us. And so now we go forth shining brightly into our world so that others know that there is a Jesus who says, "Take heart, I have overcome the world." Amen. Peace, love, grace, faith, and mercy be yours from our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May all glory, heavenly glory, be to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.